Chapter 44, Goals and Visions. Without goals, you drift. Without vision, even goals lose meaning. The goal is specific. I want to run a 10K marathon. A vision is bigger. I want to live a healthy, active life. Goals give you checkpoints. Vision gives you direction. Together, they keep you moving when the road gets tough. Write them down, review them often, celebrate progress, and do not be afraid to adjust along the way. Goals and visions are guides, not shackles. Why I prefer visions. I am not excited about the word goals. It has been used so often that it has become a turnoff for me. Words like objective, target, end game, and quota are also not high on my list of words to describe a future outcome. I like the word vision. The word vision inspires a higher value and worthiness. It suggests a lofty quest, one that requires passion and commitment, which in turn creates an environment for sound decision-making and action. Decision-making and the actions motivated by a conscious effort to move forward create results. And results are the key to learning, growing, and succeeding at whatever you wish to achieve. Results make you happy, big ones or little ones. When we are focused on results, we get results, and when we get results, we are all happier. So here is how I see it. Vision is the big picture. What kind of life you want to live, who you want to become. Goals are the small pieces that help that vision come to life. You do not have to love the word goals, but you do need some clear steps beneath your vision. Drifting without direction. People without visions are like the proverbial boat without a rudder. They drift from one place to another without any direction or purpose. Most are really unhappy people. Having no direction or purpose in one's life is like going on a trip without knowing the final destination. How do you know when you have arrived? How do you know what to say yes to or no to if you have no idea where you are going? A vision gives your life context. It answers questions like, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of relationships do I want to have? How do I want to feel physically, emotionally, spiritually? What kind of contribution do I want to make? When you can answer questions like these, the daily decisions become easier. You have a compass instead of a blindfold. The trap of magical thinking. Too many people set out to create a vision by only visualizing the attainment of whatever it is they are trying to achieve. They post a picture of the material object on a wall or write down the final result they want in their life. Then they think or believe that magically, somehow, what they want will suddenly appear or just happen. It does not happen that way. Trust me, I know. I am not suggesting that visualization is not a worthwhile part of an overall plan for obtaining that which you desire. Visualization is a powerful mental tool and a positive weapon that can defeat many obstacles or roadblocks. It is one of the reasons why I like to think in terms of my vision rather than goals when pursuing achievement. However, visions and pictures on the fridge must be backed up with something practical, a daily action plan. Vision needs action. To really be successful in acquiring what you seek, you need to keep a daily action plan. You must also act. Your action plan will be based on reachable activities that will give you daily successes and confirm that your plan is working. Think of what you want to achieve as a journey rather than as just a destination. A journey has a start, a series of stopovers, and a final arrival. Here is an example. A vision of better health. Let us say you want to start living a healthier lifestyle. You may want to exercise a little bit more. Eat healthier foods. Eliminate some bad habits that negatively impact your good health. Shed a pound or two. Reduce stress. Simply be happier. How can you successfully achieve this new vision of yourself? First, realize that your vision will not happen just because you wish it. Visualize it or look at it in a picture on the refrigerator. The picture is there to remind you of your desire and to act, not to do the work for you. Most success stories, no matter what the people were working to achieve, took a great deal of time and effort to accomplish. Most overnight success stories took years. That is the reality. Rome was not built in a day, and neither is building a new you. Begin by creating a daily action plan that includes realistic activities that will not only ensure your eventual success, but also provide the positive feedback you need to show you that you are making progress. Your vision must have a starting point. Write out a list of the things you would like to change and make the decision, really decide, I am going to do this. Get passionate about your new you. Then decide what your success will look like when you arrive at the destination you are seeking. The more detailed you imagine it, the better. Success might look like this. Eating only one meal a week with meat. Eating the appropriate number of servings of fruits and vegetables each day. Walking a mile each day. Reducing the intake of alcohol. Getting regular checkups with your doctor. Having more energy, and sleeping better, creating a better and more balanced life. These become the building blocks of your daily plan, things you know you can realistically achieve each day. Small steps, realistic changes. The same logic applies to exercise. Maybe you park your car 2 blocks farther away to get extra walking. Take the stairs instead of the elevator when possible. Walk for 10 minutes after dinner 3 times a week, then build from there. These are reachable activities that create daily wins. Each win is a tiny vote for your new identity and your new vision, your roadmap and daily law. To stay on track, you need a roadmap. Your roadmap can be a simple daily checklist of what you want to achieve that day. Each day of the week can be slightly different to give you variety and make it easier to stay committed to your vision. You can also include small rewards for your weekly efforts. Maybe it is a special dessert, a movie night, a new book, or an hour of guilt-free relaxation. The rule is simple. I only get the reward if I succeed in achieving my weekly plan. Creating a daily activity log and checking things off is a powerful way to build your roadmap. It is also a great way to confirm that you are on track. You can literally see that you are achieving parts of whatever it is you are trying to achieve. This will keep your motivation alive, maintains the passion you had when you first started, proves to you that change is actually happening. There are plenty of books, computer software programs, and smartphone apps that can help you create your plan and map out a roadmap for success. You do not need anything fancy, though. A handwritten list on a small piece of paper, a fresh one every day, is often enough to itemize your little visions for the day. The key to achieving what you want is to have daily activities planned in advance that allow you to arrive at your final destination over a realistic period of time. Get yourself a list of what you want and remind yourself each day what you need to do. Learn to plan your life day by day in your own way, and you'll be able to do whatever you want with a much greater chance of success. The important thing, your goals and daily actions serve your vision. They are not there to beat you up or make you feel like a failure. They are there to guide you, and they can be adjusted as your life changes. Plan your work, work your plan. Most overnight success stories took years. They made one decision, one action, one small improvement at a time. So stay realistic. You might work with others who are looking to achieve similar outcomes. Share your vision with someone you trust to help you stay accountable. Review your plan weekly and adjust what is not working. Then stay passionate and determined about achieving your ideas and visions. Plan your work and work your plan. Think about it for a minute. What are your visions for the future? Not just what you want to own or where you want to live, but who you want to become. When you are clear on that and you back it up with daily action, you stop drifting and start living on purpose.